5 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Happy New Year, Northern Colorado. Welcome back to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. I'm Brady Hull. We got Angel on the other side of the bulletproof glass. It's great to be back, man. I was out for a while. It was a, yeah, Susan and Cheryl, I don't even know what they did. Good New Year's, good Christmas, all that stuff. Hope everybody had a wonderful time, whether you took some time off, you got out of town, or you lived at the airport for a few days. I mean, that was a terrible deal. But good to be back on the program here today. We got a lot to get into. How much has happened since I've been gone, Anjo? Broncos fired Nathaniel Hackett, apparently.
Yeah, that was about a week
ago. That was a while ago already, it feels
about
like. Now Ross Berg,
last week we were talking, or I was talking about it.
Yeah, Ross Berg is a candidate? No, he shouldn't be. Absolutely not. 67 years old. Will he battle against the Chiefs? Well, they did that with Hackett, too. They were right there.
But Jerry's been here all season.
No way. You can't do it. You just can't. I like him. I do. I like it, but you can't sell me on that one right now. So my our poll question available at thewholeshow.com is up. If you could pick. Now again, there's a lot of ifs here, because Sean Payton is a major if. If you could pick the next head coach for the Denver Broncos, who would it be between these guys? Jim Harbaugh, Dan Quinn, or Sean Payton? Go vote at thewholeshow.com. Also, to get things started off right in the new year, it's Top Text Tuesday, presented by Cables Pub and Grill. We're picking up right where we left off. We haven't had a winner in a while to get the big Cables gift card here. I think Dixon won the last time out. Eastside Chris is the... Oh, no, Dixon and Eastside Chris could win today. Because we're looking for three. If you're new to the show, you just discovered the whole show, we do Top Text Tuesday, best text of the day, or sequence of text, whatever. We make the rules as we go. Wins the day, and you win a $15 gift certificate to Cables Pub and Grill here in Greeley. But if you win three of these, then you get the $50 gift certificate to Cables Pub and Grill, and then we reset, just like that. So it could be Dixon, it could be Eastside Chris, but a lot to break into today. The NFL is wild and crazy as always. College football is nuts. We'll get into the national championship game coming up a week from today. Excited about that. I did partake in a lot of the bowl watching, Angel. And it's like, I was thinking of you because I always poo-poo bowl season. It's not that I don't like to sit down and watch football games. If there's a good game on, like Tulane and USC? That was phenomenal. Phenomenal. How, like, there had to be a 0.01% chance of Tulane pulling that off when they were down two scores with under, like, 4 minutes to go. But a crazy kickoff that the guy tries to field, like, at the one. He drops it and rolls out of bounds. And they get a safety. And then they come back and they score. I mean, it was absolutely nuts. So I like actually watching the games. I'm just saying they don't really mean anything. Like, the winner of the Cotton Bowl doesn't mean anything. The winner of the Rose Bowl doesn't mean anything to me. But if the game's on and I'm sitting down and I'm not doing anything, yeah, I'm going to watch it. It's better than watching reruns, although I love this, reruns of Everybody Loves Raymond. I'm definitely going to want to watch football more. So it's been a fun bowl season, I suppose. Like I said, the NFL's crazy. College basketball here locally. What happened? I left you guys, and everybody was looking pretty good. Everything was looking good for the Rams and the Bears and the Buffs and even the Cowboys, and the Cowboys put on a heck of an effort against New Mexico. We'll get into that, but it's been a rough scene, locally at least. So we'll get into that, certainly. The big news, though, and I'm not even putting this in the good, the bad, the ugly, because it's not a sports debate or anything like that. It's just right now, man, if you're a believer or whatever you do, praying, doing something, thinking of the family, or donating money to his cause, DeMar Hamlin, Buffalo safety. That was a scary scene. That was awful. Just absolutely, like, my heart is skipping a beat watching that game and watching the replay, the way he just dropped like that. And then, of course, to see the scene afterward with the medical staff and the team surrounding him, giving him CPR. And he's currently in critical condition still at this point, unless, you know, we've heard anything new at this stage, but he is at a Cincinnati hospital. The Bills said in a statement earlier this morning that he was in critical condition. And the way this was handled by the media and everything, I thought was really well done for the most part. There is no script on this. There's no way to really handle it. I think the NFL made the right call. Once you send players into a locker room, you don't bring them back out. If something, unless it's weather, like if it's lightning. But if it's somebody getting hurt that badly where you have to send players away from the field, then it's over. There's no debate at that point. And there should be no sports debate about it. You know, some people debated whether, was it 3 or 4 weeks ago in Buffalo when they had all that crazy weather, whether they should have games there. I guess that's kind of a sports debate, but not really. That's talking about putting people out on the roads, whether it's the players, whether it's the people working at the stadium, or whether it's just fans going. You got to be careful there. But this situation, you're administering CPR to a person. You're trying to revive him. And that scene was, in my lifetime, the worst I've ever seen. And we saw what happened with Tua. That was terrifying this year. That was one of them right up there as far as the scariest things I've seen watching a football game. This was number one. DeMar Hamlin. I mean, I'm just sick for this guy. And so, again, whatever you're doing, if you are a praying person, if you want to donate to his, and I want to give out some of his charity stuff, too. Like, he had a big toy drive going on. I guess as negative as this is and as scary as this is, a lot has come out about DeMar Hamlin, the man, in the last 24 hours. And you see what he does, I mean, for his community, for children, for his family. A lot has come out about this guy. So we're just, me personally, I'm praying for the guy. And I don't know what you guys do, but this is a scary situation. And, I mean, I've been refreshing Twitter like crazy trying to verify. You know, I did see some reports last night that were like, he is breathing on his own, and that could not be verified. And I was hoping it could be, but I didn't get any verification on that. He's not breathing on his own right now. Is that correct, Angel? At least what we know?
From what we know, yes. Obviously, he said the Bills put out a message this morning. His family, a little over an hour ago, put out a statement just thanking people for their support, their prayers, and their well wishes and all that. But as of right now, he is still intubated with a tube in his throat to help him breathe with a machine. So heart rate back, I'm guessing, but not being able to breathe on your own is still a very, very severe sign.
And certainly a lot we can get into on this topic. But like I said last night, I tweeted this. This is not a sports debate. It's not a debate tonight. And it probably isn't a debate today. Now, there's no debate whether they made the right decision or not. They absolutely did by calling this game. And I wasn't even going to be that guy that said, what took them so long? Nah, you did it. You went through the channels. You figured it out. You talked to the teams. There was no sending those players out on the field last night. There was zero chance that made any sense. If it would have been much worse look than what happened after the Tua situation. This was awful and terrifying. And seeing the players react that way, ugh, I don't know, man. It's just a scary, scary deal. And you just hope the best for him. That's number one priority. Sorting out what this means in the standings and the NFL and all that stuff, it still hasn't really entered my brain yet. Last night, it did not enter my brain at all. Oh, well, when are they going to reschedule this? Are they going to reschedule this? It just, you brought up a point. It's like, do they even have the game? Do both teams just agree and say, hey, we're not going to do this? It's that different of a circumstance than we've ever seen, where maybe it would make sense to just say, let the standings, let it all fall where it may, and that's it. We don't need to try to figure this game out. We just move on, and DeMar Hamlin is the first priority here. I don't think anybody wants to play football after that, especially not Buffalo, probably Cincinnati. I think Buffalo wants to, I would imagine, they're just wanting to make sure he's okay, and heaven forbid he's not, then you start trying to pick up those pieces afterward. But, man, it's chilling. It's bone-chilling seeing something like that. Can't imagine what his family was going through. I think I saw a clip before the game. He's going out hugging his mom right before the game and everything. And I don't care if you have kids, you don't have kids, you're close with your family, you're not close with your family. This should hit everybody bring everybody, not together, I'm not going to say that, but put all your swords away. This isn't a topic of debate or anything of that nature. All right, Angel, let's go on here. The good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank, the banking made simple. For more, go to fmsbank.com/KFKA. The good, well, I know the Nuggets lost last night to the Timberwolves, but overall, they have set themselves up to really bring us into this discussion of, is this a finals team? Now, they lose to Minnesota. It was a back-to-back after a crazy game against Boston, and they had a 30-minute delay in that game trying to get the new rim up or level it at one point, and then when they realized they couldn't do that, they just put a new rim up. So you're battling a lot of weird elements going up against the Timberwolves, whatever. But outside of that, this team has been on fire, 24-13 at this point, and they're sitting atop the Western Conference standings at 24-13. Boston's 26-11. You could certainly make a case that the Nuggets are the best team in the NBA right now. Records don't necessarily mean that much when you're a couple of games away from each other, but the Nuggets, they were taking it to Boston that whole game. So that's my good today. The bad is local college hoops. Like I said earlier, what happened? I left you guys, and things weren't that bad. They've certainly gotten rough since we started conference play and everything. Wyoming struggling, of course. They almost beat top 25 team in New Mexico. They lost by 1 point. Is Graham EK coming back? Do we know there? Colorado State, after losing to USC, they started their conference play. They get smoked by New Mexico, and then they lost to San Jose State. The UNC Bears, they started conference play. They lost to Weber State and then Idaho State the other night, 90-83. They have Montana State coming up later. The Colorado Buffaloes, well, it hasn't been that bad for the Buffs. They lost to Cal, which is Cal's not good, Angel. They've only won like two games or something like that, three games. That's not a good basketball team. So the Buffs are at it again. They beat Stanford 73-70. But then they drop it to Cal. So where do we sit with college hoops? I don't know. It's a weird situation. And the ugly for me is Skip Bayless's tweet last night, I guess. And we can fade it down. We can unpack this a little bit. He tweeted out 15 hours ago during the process of figuring out if they were going to have this game or not. He tweeted out, "No doubt the NFL is considering postponing the rest of this game, but how? This late in the season, a game of this magnitude is crucial to the regular season outcome, which suddenly seems so irrelevant." Now, let's just call it what it is. Was it an ugly thing? Yes, it was ugly. That's not the tweet to put out. However, if you really read the tweet, I mean, this thing had 127.4 million views. Let me just ask the question here. He does say, which suddenly seems so irrelevant, he's asking the question in his mind about this is a big game, this magnitude, it's crucial to the regular season outcome. Those are all true things. I just think at that point in time, nobody was tweeting about that. Nobody was mentioning it. And I get it. Skip's trying to continue to make a name for himself by throwing it out there. What might be on the back of some people's minds, it wasn't mine. I don't think a lot of NFL people, even diehards that are figuring out the standings, even Bills fans or Chiefs fans that are looking at this game going, "Where, you know, what's this going to mean in the AFC for that top seed? This is not where we're going." You have a man who could die possibly at any moment, and you're tweeting about this game of this magnitude is crucial to the regular season outcome. Now, like I said, although I don't see it, I see what he was trying to say. I do. But the timing of the tweet and the way he worded it was ugly. It was awful. Just, that's not the tweet to put out there. Now, he followed it up about an hour after that tweet and said, "Nothing is more important than that young man's health. That was the point of my last tweet. I'm sorry if that was misunderstood, but his health is all that matters. Again, everything else is irrelevant. I prayed for him and I will continue to." I do believe, Angel, that that's what he was trying to get across. Do you?
I do. When I'd seen that tweet shortly after the incident happened yesterday, and my first thought was, "Ooh, that's not a good thing to say." Like,
yeah, me too.
And then I read the whole tweet again, and you see that last part where it's dot dot dot, which suddenly seems irrelevant.
Yes.
That part's important, and everyone seems
important
to ignore that part. And I get the first part of that tweet is so, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe he said that." But he's also coming at it from his job. He is a sports media person. His job is to cover sports, talk about what's going on in sports. Obviously, this was the center of the conversation. But outside of that, okay, this is still a game that needs to be played or an outcome that needs to be figured out. Was it the right time to say that? No. But he also had two tweets before that, within that hour range, talking primarily about the health and safety of Hamlin.
Yeah. So I'll tell you, I'm not the biggest Skip Bayless guy, but I do think that, you know, we're just ready to pull our swords out and attack. And I think if you just read the tweet, I looked at it as, okay, he did say at the end, this all seems irrelevant. Everything I just put out there seems irrelevant. Should he have put it out like that? No, he shouldn't have. But like you said, the tweets surrounding that were certainly him saying the number one priority is this young man. So your thoughts on that one? First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Exciting today. We're going to have Josh Macklin on, who represents Arena Cross USA. Arena Cross coming to the Budweiser Event Center this Friday. AMA, Arena Cross Championship. It's a great night of entertainment for the whole family. Reasonable ticket prices for the entire family. This is nuts, man. I mean, this. Tell you what, it's coming up on Friday night. We're going to be out there. I'm going to be out there live and on location at 11 for the show at the Budweiser Event Center. So, I mean, you want tickets to something really cool, you should check this out. So we're going to talk to Josh about that. He's heading up Arena Cross Championship, Arena Cross USA at 11:30. We'll talk to him. Also, Mike Brohard. And if you haven't heard the name McKenna Hofschild, you need to memorize it. Because for Colorado State, she is doing some big-time things for the Rams. We'll talk about that. Broncos, Hackett gone. How did it get to this point? The state of the Broncos in the last several years? And where do they go from here? Can they afford to just cast one out and say, you know what? We're going to get a young up-and-comer. We're going to try it again. Or we're going to stay with a 67-year-old, Jerry Rosberg, who, yeah, we like his demeanor and everything, and he made some interesting decisions. But, like, dude, we were poo-pooing Justin Outen all season. Like, that guy doesn't make any sense to call plays. He called a nice game, and Russell Wilson looked pretty good. Was that Jerry Rosberg? Is that his doing? I mean, Russ looked pretty good against the Chiefs the other time, too. It's just that Rams game was just so bad that that's in our minds. That's how bad things got. Players are fighting on the sidelines and all of that. So we'll get into that more. Let's unpack it on the other side. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Just got paid today.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and their coach. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffaloes beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
On the ceiling, I ain't blind, just a matter of time for you stealing.
Happy New Year, Northern Colorado. 2023. Here we go. Ready to rock and roll here as we approach, or as we are in this new year, and what we can expect going forward with some of the area teams. We'll be busting into that today. If you guys want to get at us on our First Advantage text line, it's 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. It's Top Text Tuesday as well, so get at me today. Best text of the day wins a $15 gift certificate to Cable's Pub and Grill. So the Broncos fired Nathaniel Hackett day after Christmas. You know, Angel, I was making a case for it making sense for Nathaniel Hackett to stay as the Broncos head coach because you were seeing some things in an upward trajectory. You know, Russ was kind of rolling a little bit. You know, you saw defensively you were still doing your things. You got to win. Who did they beat before that Rams game? They had a close one against the Chiefs.
Cardinals.
And they beat the Cardinals. So you kind of saw some things. What did I tell you, though? I said the one thing that can't happen is you can't get embarrassed. You can't get embarrassed in any of those last three games. Rams, Chiefs, Chargers. And they get embarrassed on Christmas Day. I mean, it was bad. Players are fighting. You had Dalton Reisner and Brett Rypien fighting on the sidelines right behind Nathaniel Hackett again. So you couldn't go any further. And Greg Penner, dude, that press conference, he sounded pissed. And that's what I wanted to hear from Hackett a lot this season, was a guy that was just pissed, that was upset with what he was seeing on the field, not a guy that's, hey, we're working hard and, you know, all that stuff. I didn't want to hear it anymore. And that Rams game was it. I saw that performance, the fighting on the sidelines, and I thought, all right, he's got to be done. Whether they give him the next two games or not, he's going to be done. They fire him the day after Christmas. And Isuro Evero, they asked him first to be the interim head coach. And because of a couple of things here, you know, his relationship to Hackett, he wanted to focus on the defensive side of the ball. But also, if he wants to remain with the Broncos as the DC next year, he couldn't accept an interim job. Because then he could go interview as a head coach and all that stuff. So where does he sit in all of this? I don't know. To be honest with you, I'd rather see Evero get serious consideration before Rosberg. And this is not a knock against Rosberg. But he's never coached before. And, I mean, you saw Jeff Saturday. Didn't they win their next game when he was put in charge? They won the very next game when he was there? We see this. This is what we see in the NFL. New vibe suddenly. It's almost like you hit a reset, like a New Year's resolution type of thing. Oh, Hackett's gone. We got the bad taste out of our mouth. We can now go forward and be this team because it's a clean slate. You see that with interim head coaches. So I need more than two games. And unfortunately, Rosberg's not going to get more than two games. They can't hire him. It just doesn't make any sense. I admire the fight. I wouldn't mind seeing him involved with this team going forward in some capacity. I don't know what that would look like. But if you get a Harbaugh or Peyton or any of that, you know, those kind of guys, you don't need a Rosberg there. You don't need a game manager coach. You don't need any of that stuff. So the Method Flow Products Poll question of the day, if you had your pick for the Broncos next head coach, who are you taking at this point? Sean Payton, Jim Harbaugh, and Dan Quinn. Now, keep in mind, Sean Payton's comes with a caveat. You have to be able to get him. It's not just give him billions of dollars. The Saints have to agree to that. Because I'm guessing Sean Payton would be worth a first-round pick. And so the question would be, are the Saints going to be good with, as was it you or Brian, who said that they think San Francisco is a good shot to win the Super Bowl?
I did.
So then if you're the Saints and the Niners win the Super Bowl, I'm going to give you the 32nd pick overall for Sean Payton. Or some of these other crappy teams that have a top 5, top 10, top 15, even top 20 pick, you're going to go that route. Because all these owners have money. All these owners have money, guys. The Saints owner has money. Almost as much. There's a lot of money there. So there's a good chance Sean Payton just sticks with New Orleans. So that one, to me, is not realistic. But again, if you had your pick, that you wipe all that away. Jim Harbaugh, Sean Payton, or Dan Quinn. And there it is. Jim Harbaugh is leading right now. And that's kind of where my brain's going. Now, I have reasons to be skeptical on all three of them, and we're going to outline those in a bit. But we're going to bring our guy on, Josh Macklin, in a moment, marketing manager for Arena Cross USA. They're coming to town on Friday, this Friday night, at the Budweiser Event Center. I'm going to be live and on location there for my show at 11 o'clock as we just kind of preview a big night. We'll talk all of our regular sports stuff as well, but it's going to be a fun atmosphere, and I'm looking forward to it. 32 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Ali Farouk Manesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Just 36 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. An exciting Friday night coming up, January 6th. The most popular sport on two wheels is racing into the Budweiser Event Center for one night of action-packed, high-flying racing. On to talk with me about that now, my guy Josh Macklin, marketing manager for Arena Cross USA. Josh, my man, Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Matt, happy New Year to you, Brady. Great to have you. Great to be on here with you.
Hey, no, it's exciting to have you on the show, and I'm excited to be out there on Friday too. It won't be during the event, of course, but we're going to be out there, kind of a little preview type show coming up on Friday. So I'm excited and honored to have the show out there on Friday, man.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, man. I'm super excited about it. Great to have you out there as well.
Josh Macklin joining us. We got a big night coming up Friday night. The AMA Arena Cross Championship is presented by Kicker Performance Audio. Features the best writers in the sport. We're wanting folks to get out there and experience this because this is a wonderful family environment to start your new year off right. I mean, Friday night at the Budweiser Event Center doesn't get much better than that.
No, it doesn't, man. I mean, it's going to be an incredible night. We've had a couple of races last year at the end of the year. Took a break for the holidays, and here we go. Hit it hard right at the beginning of the year in Loveland, one of the best places to do it. It's a great arena, great audience, and it's fun for the whole family, honestly. It's what it's all about.
It's affordable. There's discount codes we're going to give out, too. Wholesome entertainment, though. I can't tell you, man, how many times I see on social media, you know, fights breaking out at some of these football games and basketball games. Who knows what's going on? But I think that's what parents are looking for right now, is where can I bring my kids where I don't have to worry about, you know, these crazy fans in a bad way going at each other. But this is an environment where people are just there to have fun.
That's exactly right, man. I mean, it's you're not going to get the crazy fan next to you doing something stupid or anything like that. I'm a dad with three boys, and they're all under the age of 10. So I'm always very cautious taking a football game or a baseball game. And it's like, what crazy guy or lady am I going to get next to? You're not going to experience that here. That's one of the best things about it. People come, they know it's a family event, and everyone there just has a blast watching it.
Tickets are again available at arenacrossusa.com, arenacrossusa.com. All right, so some of our listeners that are tuning in, you know, we're talking Broncos, we've been talking about the Nuggets a little bit. They're listening, they're going, all right, what is this? Now, if they haven't been before, if they haven't quite heard of it, they've heard the ads going and everything. But Josh, how would you tell our listeners and describe that? You know, I know there's a lot more to it than you can give us in the next few minutes, but if you're saying, hey, here's the reasons to come and check these guys out. There are some, these tracks are, this track is absolutely impressive.
It really is. I guess the best way to say it is, you know, these guys, we got building the track. They're building it the way it should be built. It's aggressive. It's tough. You're going to love every second of it. If I'm living in Colorado, I'm bringing my boys 100% because they're going to love this motorcycle. So it's loud. It's raucous. You know, it's got great music, great entertainment overall. It's just nonstop high-flying action. I mean, you can't find a better thing to do on a Friday night if you got nothing else going on. You got to get there, you know, or cancel your plans and come hang out with us, you know. I mean, you're not, it's going to be one of those events. These are professional, you know, motorcycle riders. These guys, you know, these aren't just your average Joes running around. These are true pros who compete at the highest level doing this. It's amazing.
And the show starts at 7:30, as you said, Friday night. What better opportunity to start the new year off and get out, enjoy a wonderful family experience. And some of the names involved, I mean, these guys, as you said, these aren't your average Joes. These guys are out there rocking and rolling, and it's going to prove to be a really exciting night.
It really will be, man. And I'll tell you what, the best thing about this, especially if you have young children and you're listening to this right now, I highly encourage you, add the extra expense and get the VIP ticket, because it gets you the track pass. So you can come before the race, go on the track, walk the track, see the riders, meet them, get autographs, literally get up close and personal with these guys who are incredible with children, man. I'm telling you right now, they're amazing with kids. A lot of them have kids themselves, and they're good guys, and you won't go wrong getting a photo with them and getting autographs by them for sure. I mean, Take the plunge on those VIP tickets for sure.
VIP tickets, I'm sure you can find those too as well at arenacrossusa.com. And that's awesome too, to get to go down there and be there before it all starts and just kind of walk the track and see it and be like, holy cow, these guys are getting ready to race on this bad boy. I mean, what an experience.
Yeah, it's definitely worth the time. It's definitely worth the energy to get down there and experience it. I mean, I've I love every second of it when I'm out there, for sure.
Josh, how did you get involved? Were you an arena cross guy, or do you just love the sport so much? How did you get involved? Because you're so I've talked to you off the air too, and you're just so passionate about this program coming up this Friday, or well, what you guys do throughout the season too.
I got brought in from a mutual friend, honestly, and I'm a marketing guy. That's my job in my life. And these guys, though, the reason I'm passionate about it is because the guys running it, they're passionate about it. And they bleed this sport. We got ex-professional racers who own this sport and are putting this on. So it's not just some random business person throwing an event on. These are ex-pros who know exactly what they're doing, how to challenge the riders, how to make the event just a bunch of fun for the family to come out. That's why I'm so passionate about it, why I encourage people, man, get these tickets. Don't miss out on this. It is going to be well worth every second and every dollar you spend there.
Josh, I'm going to put you on the hot seat. When I'm out there Friday, do I get to walk the track? I now that you're talking about it, I want to go check the track out, man. I want to see this up close.
You know what? When you're out there, they'll probably be still building it. So you might be seeing it in its moment, you know, and everything like that. But you'll definitely get to see what it's all about and get to meet some of the riders yourself and some of the owners there as well. I mean, like I said, you're not going to meet a better group of guys, a better group of riders or anything like that. That's why I am so passionate about this.
Well, and I'm looking for the opportunity, you know, hopefully to get some of the riders on the program on Friday, get yourself back on and just really build this up, because I think this is a great event, like you said. And the Budweiser Event Center, man, I haven't been to an event there that I've walked away going, well, that was terrible. They know how to really put on a great spot. It's an excellent location, too, throughout northern Colorado. So that's got to be it's even double the impact there being at a cool venue like the Budweiser Event Center.
Absolutely. And they're incredible people there as well. I got a chance to work with them for the first time, and they put out an incredible product every time they have an event there. So we're excited every chance we get to come back to Loveland, spend time there, and put on an incredible show.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast, man. Josh, again, I want to throw this out to folks. If you use the promo code RADIO, you'll get 20% off of your ticket price. That's promo code RADIO. Really easy to remember there, to save 20%. Friday night, 7:30. We'll be talking it up leading up to the event. Man, anything else you want to throw out there before we let you slide out of here today?
Yeah, I want to do something. I want to do something really creative for your listeners, actually.
Okay.
Anybody listening to the show right now, what I'm going to do, and I've already told the venue this, I'm going to ask them to put aside 50 child tickets. All right, so mom, dad, we'll take care of the kids' ticket for you. All you got to worry about is getting your own ticket. All you got to do is go to the venue and tell them you heard us talking on the whole show, and the venue will slide you your kids' tickets. All you got to do is buy mom and dad your ticket, and y'all are in for a family fun night of your life.
There you go. I mean, that's a heck of an opportunity, folks. You go out there and say, hey, we heard Josh talking about it on the whole show, and you're going to hook them up with the child tickets, man. That's fantastic.
Yep. We want this to be about the kids. We want the kids to come out and have fun. We're all about the next generation experiencing the sport, having fun with the sport. So we want to do what we can to give back to mom and dad, and let them bring their kids to have some fun.
Yeah, man, I love this. I love the opportunity, too. I'm really excited to get out there on Friday and get to meet you in person and get to meet some of these guys out there that we're learning so much about throughout these last couple of weeks. I'm pumped up, man, and this is a great event, and I'm really encouraging our hooligans, our listeners, to get out there and check it out.
Sounds great, man. I appreciate all you do with the show, man. I've listened a few times, even though I don't live there. It's been a blast peeking in and listening to what you do and how you do, man. You put out a great product, man. Excited to be in Loveland this weekend.
All right, my friend. Well, hey, we'll see you Friday. Like you said, they'll probably be putting everything together by the time I'm out there, but still, just to be out there, and we could be kind of describing what's going on out there, it's going to be a blast. So you just tell me where to be. We'll set it up, and we'll rock and roll, and I'm looking forward to it, my man.
Sounds good, Brady. I appreciate your time, man. See y'all folks out there.
All right, man. Josh Macklin, there we go, the marketing manager for Arena Cross USA. Hooligans, I'm telling you, look at that. 50 of these tickets. So you go out there, and I mean, if you get out there and you got like six kids, they're going to cover the kids' tickets out there on Friday. Budweiser Event Center, great event to check out. For more information on that, you guys got to check out Arena Cross USA. I'm on their site right now. If you just go to arenacrossusa.com, you can buy your tickets there. Use the promo code RADIO, get 20% off. And then also, check out the VIP tickets. the best seating in the arena, and includes a track party, so you can get down and look at the track before they all get out on it, meet the riders and stuff. This is an awesome opportunity to get the family out and about coming up this Friday night. I'll be out there 11 o'clock. Again, we'll be doing our regular sports talk, but we'll be mixing in a bunch of arena cross stuff too as well, because I'm new to this. I'm learning all about it as well, so it's going to be a blast. 47 minutes after the hour. Short break coming up. Nikola Jokic still pushing for the MVP, or is this Luka's award to win this year? We'll talk about that next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
On the Rocks Liquor, bringing us our game beer of the week, and I was mistaken. I'm going to be out there Thursday. So we'll be out at Arena Cross at Budweiser Event Center promoting that event Thursday, so I'm excited about that. Just wanted to clear that one up for you. I'm just getting back in the swing of things, okay, Angel? Come on, plugging back in here. On the Rocks Liquor is bringing us our game beer of the week. This one's from Tommy Knocker Brewing in Idaho Springs. It's a peach dream fruited sour. Pick up selections from Tommyknocker or any of your favorite adult beverages. Have you had this one before? Is it a good one?
I think I have, yes.
Giving it a high rating here?
Yes. I do enjoy Tommyknockers up there in Idaho Springs, and that peach one, that sounds good.
Tommyknocker Brewing in Idaho Springs, peach dream fruited sour. So check
them
out.
That's perfect for me.
Go buy On the Rocks Liquor. Tell them, hey, get that game beer of the week. It's right off of Highway 34 on 47th Avenue, kind of near Buffalo Wild Wings, too. So
I know where you're at.
You know where to go. That's On the Rocks Liquor. Make your next celebration on the ride. I like how you set that up, too, Angel. Great job by you. Tommyknocker, look it up. Every time I hear Tommyknocker, I hear the movie. There's a scary movie that came out probably in the late 80s, early 90s called Tommyknocker. It's not very good.
But aren't they like mischievous little creatures, like elves kind of things?
Yeah.
They hide out in the mountains.
It's weird. I don't even really remember. I just remember there was like a song. It's like Tommy Knocker's knocking at your door or something like that. It wasn't a good movie, but every time I hear Tommy Knocker, I just think of that movie. I don't even really remember the premise or what it was about or anything like that. It was scary, though. Kind of scary. I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah, they're basically like mine. Gnomes.
Little gnomes, but
little
they're
gnomes,
not nice
but they hide
gnomes.
Out in the minds of yeah. prospectors.
Check out the movie. Do it. Hey, I watched, I went and watched Avatar.
Ooh, what'd you think?
Well, I watched it in 3D.
There you go.
Because you recommend. Maybe I'm old. 3D doesn't do it for me.
It's a lot.
So, because does it seem a little dark to you watching in 3D?
Some, like the night scenes
are tough.
Yeah, I think it's because you're so immersed in the scenery
mm-hmm.
that it's hard for your brain to like, hey, you're watching a movie right now. You're not actually in this forest.
Yeah, it was. I want to watch it again, but not 3D style. But over, I mean, yeah, it's good.
It's fun. It's heartfelt.
Freaking
family
spider.
Story.
Spider-Man.
Isn't he fun? He's quite the controversial character.
But it was good. You know, it really was. Overall, it was really good. I thought, as far as sequels go, that with that far, you know, that much time in between, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't think it was going to be anywhere close to the first one, but I think I liked that one better. I think I liked the sequel better. And you said they're going to make like 500 more of these things?
Three more.
Basically 500 because they're like 87 hours.
The third one's already been filmed and like half of the fourth one have been filmed.
Oh, man. It was good. I had a good time with that. It's a long movie, though.
It is long.
I mean, you have to carve out the time, and I did. I told my wife, I was like, all right, once we get the kiddo down and everything, I'm going to go out to this thing. And I didn't get home till late. I went to the one in Loveland, and it was pretty late when I got back. You know, it was pretty cold. It's pretty stupid cold. But, yeah, good movie overall. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Now, the Joker is certainly making a run at this MVP thing. His average has gone up. His point average has gone up, and that's been the big thing. He's now averaging close to 26 points per game. He was also, Angel, my whole show player of the week, obviously. Now this is getting controversial, a little controversial lately. because I'm having people come at me say, dude, you could give Joker the player of the week every week, so just know that and give it to somebody else. That's not how this award works.
No, you have to earn it.
You got to earn it, man. I mean, there's certainly weeks where he's not popping onto my radar as much as like an Isaiah Stevens. But now, again, these are, I have college players and pro players in this. So it just depends on the type of win, your performance in that win. But yeah, there, you want to be my player of the week? You got to do something that's going to impress me. I can't. Joker averaged 27, 10, and 10 in the last four games. And they lost to Minnesota, but they beat, what, they beat Sacramento twice? And did they beat Sacramento twice?
No, they lost.
They lost to Sacramento. They beat Miami. They beat Boston. So, I mean, I'm just telling you, this guy's ridiculous. So, Joker's won the last two. He wins technically the first one of the new year, but this is the span of last week into this week. So, really, the first one of the new year is still to come. And could it be a UNC player?
Does he get a prize if he gets a third one?
He gets a $50 gift certificate to Cable's Pub and Grill.
Okay.
We'll get him up here.
So everyone's fighting for the same prize.
Yeah.
You're on the same competitive level as the Joker in terms of the whole show giveaways.
I mean, what can I give Joker? Did you see? I don't know if you can see these. Check this out.
They're Joker socks.
They're Joker socks.
Lovely.
He's got his face is on my. I got Joker's face on my socks. My wife hooked me up with like 30 pairs of Nugget socks because what do? I tell my wife I don't have something and I want something, and she goes overboard. I'm like, I don't have that many Nugget socks. I got like 30 pair now, and there's one of them with the Joker's face on my feet. Yeah, I know. Probably sounds weird, but Joker won it this week. He won it the week before that. It was Dalen Kuntz the week before that. So, Torrey Horton, football. We had a football player there get one. Hey, there's still time for a Broncos player to win one of these. But I can't put a Broncos player in when they're losing still. I did kind of want to put Russell Wilson. I was really didn't you think Russell Wilson would have won like five of these by now?
back in June, yeah.
I think we had a lot of predictions.
He got
about
all
this.
The offseason awards.
Yeah. There's some things coming out that are like saying he might be a favorite to be comeback player of the year. What do you think of that? I mean, if you can see games like what you saw against the Chiefs, you could see more of that. And he is starting to connect with Jerry. I'll tell you what, man. There's a lot of guys I'm respecting on this Broncos team for fighting through. I have a newfound respect for Jerry Jeudy. I think he's a leader. I think he's a guy you grow with. I'm all in on Jerry Jeudy. I've changed. He's sparking the team, and he's backing up his quarterback. We'll talk about that next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Lunch Rush coming up next.